Thanks for joining us, Sunshines. Racing on Wednesday in the Western Cape. Some rain is forecast, that according to Mr. Smith. If I look out the window now, it's getting a little bit gloomy. We look forward to 8 races at Kenilworth on Wednesday. Tricky, maiden juvenile plates, 3 of them to start off proceedings. We'll have a look at the betting in just a moment. On the subject of betting, www.hollywoodbets.net. The 2022 running of the Hollywood Bets Durban July to look forward to. They've had the anti-post betting out for some time. Just to check on the latest there, I see Pomp and Power has shortened markedly from 16.67 to 1. It's currently at 6.25 to 1 for Justin Snaith, Greg Bortz. If you're interested in Pomp and Power, a place, well, you can get even money with Hollywood Bets. Do it again after returning to his favourite hunting ground and notching up a victory. Do it again is at 10 to 1, 16.67 to 1 into 10s and a placing 16 to 10. Comedy Dingers eased badly in the betting. Of course, was up in Gauteng from 4.55 to 1 to 12.5 to 1. That was the original favourite. If you're still with Comedy Dingers, you can get 2 to 1 even a placing at this stage. Same price about linebacker, double superlative, rain in Holland, sparkling water. And next best is Hoedspruit, who is at 14.29 to 1, a placing there 23 to 10. We read, of course, that article in the Sporting Post, and we heard what Justin Snaith had to say. So Hoedspruit, 14.29 to 1, in from 20s, and the placing, once again, just confirming at around 23 to 10. It doesn't stop there. There's other betting available too. The Daily News 2000. We just mentioned the horse, Pomp and Power, is at 2 to 1. Double Superlative at 3.03 to 1. Safe Passage, 4 to 1. Zapatilla's Open, 6.25 to 1. Is now into 5 to 1. Those are the top four. Double figures the balance, led by Jay Somers Red Saxon, who is quoted at 10 to 1. What about the betting on the Woolhabington 2000? Betting on the Woolhabington, very restrictive favourite, of course. Currently, you've got Rain in Holland at 4 to 10. Marigold Hotel at 8.33 to 1. Sprinkles Open 10s is now at 8.33 to 1. The same change in the market regarding Perfect Witness 10 to 1, now 8.33 to 1. Kayleen is next best at 10 to 1. All of that available on the website. Let's move on to the Western Cape and the first race, which starts off at 1 o'clock. We've got a very short price favourite here. The price currently with Hollywood Bets is 5 to 10, 7.14 to 1, bar 1. That horse is Yellow Porsche Road. Anton Marcus for Vaughan Marshall, first time out, runs second. There's been one runner from that form line, a horse called Stratospheric, who came out and runs second. That was after finishing back in fourth, 5.45 lengths behind Charles Dickens. By the way, the Snaith Yard have some nicely bred sorts. There's a comment here regarding Green Falcon, both siblings placed first time out at the races. Has shown ability, the stables say, but will find it tough to beat Yellow Porsche Road first time up at the races. So the 9 very strong in race 1 in the markets. Race 2 on the card is the first leg of the Place Accumulator. Now, the second race on the card, the Bass Yard have a horse called Country Time, who lost ground last time out and ran well. The price there is 18 to 10. I visited the Mike Bass website earlier on. This is what they had to say. On form, a good winning chance, but her work has been below par this week, so exercise caution. That's the comment from the stable. The second favourite is 9 Star in Winter, from the Dean Cunnamayer Yard. Respect there, obviously. I like the pedigree of number 10, Trip to Barberton. The comment from the Snaith Yard and their debutante in the race reads as follows. Nice type and could run into the places on debut. Follow over a little further. But I do like one more horse here, a horse called Silver Screen, who's a half-sister to Silver Salmon, who started the career very well, has lost the plot a little bit, was placed last time out. Silver Salmon, by the way, is running in the last race. I like that first run, not striding on that occasion, and I thought maybe a little bit of value here. Silver Screen is currently at 7.1, 4 to 1 a win, and a placing is just over 12 to 10. Smunga Kamalu is down to ride. That's the second on the card. Race 3, which is the first leg of the Pick Six, the Racehorse Owners Association, over 1,400 metres. Canford Lights is a 3.03-1 joint favourite with Last Storm, number four, 3.03-1. They met last time out. Now, this is also from the Bass Yard, Bass Robinson stable. They say the following: each way chance. However, his work has also been better in the past than it has been to the build-up to this race. So it's a little bit like a comment, excuse me, that we saw in the previous race. That's Canford Lights. Contiguous number two on the card. There was a good comment there from the stable. That debutant's very difficult, of course, for us with all these first-timers. A nice horse place chance was the comment there from Vaughan Marshall. That's drawn wider. Anton Marcus has the ride. The current price about Contiguous, I see there has been very good support, 8.33-1, with Hollywood Bets down to 4.55-1. If you go through the form lines, you've got to like Pardon On. The problem there, though, is the draw, 13 out of 13. But I don't think there's much doubt has the best form lines on offer. If you go to the Cape Racing Cape of Good Hope Nursery, ran a cracker there, went fifth, 3.7 lengths behind. We're Jamming. So that's race three on the card. We move on to the fourth. Race four is run over the 1,800. And yeah, the Bass Yard have number three, Aeneas. And the comment there was perhaps the best for the day, the best representative for the stable. And I tend to agree with that. I really like Aeneas at 2.27-1. I see the blinkers are off. There's another horse, though, that I thought could run rather well, yeah, placing at 13-10. And that is the four-year-old Douglas, who is drawn a little bit wide. But I think Douglas may just pop up here into the money. If you go back, you look through the form, you'll see second to Exceder in Ameritrade at 68 as a maiden. An eased last time out, a trifle unlucky maybe. So that's going to be my second choice, Douglas. After that, you've got the likes of number one, Norsion, who ran a cracking race, closing in very fast at Durbanville. Last time out wasn't striding, so maybe best to put a line through that. But as we know, some horses have a preference for the country track. But Norsion certainly also has a chance. Beyond that, maybe number 12, Run Rudolph Run, is at any price to improve. I see related to some fair sorts, Dancing Sally, Tsitsikama Dance. We'll have the slide at the end. Let's go on to race five. Now, I checked on the website, I checked the changes. There are some scratchings. I'll give you any really important scratchings, but I was looking to see if Richard Faree is riding. Hopefully that is the case. Richard Faree is down to ride Exceder, the four-year-old for Greg Annion. If you go to the form line, last time out was second. Dubai Lights came out and won under Richard from that form line by an absolute streak for the Tritters. So I think Exceder is a big runner, but I'm leaning towards number four, The Future is Bright, who's at 3.33-1. If you go back, beat Exceder when winning the maiden. I think number four, The Future is Bright, and Grand Van Nicker could just get the better of Exceder. And those are the two for me in race five. Sixth race on the program, you've got Dad's Catch in a Tiny Field. By the way, scratched here are five, Starboard. Put a line through that. And over the page, number seven, Belle Rouge. So we reduced to only the five runners. I think Dad's Catch, Richard Faree, three rides, a victory and 2 seconds, should run an absolute cracker. Yeah, and looks the horse to beat, looks hard to beat. There's one other, Fusillade, who returns from a 207-day rest. If you look at this one, has performed extremely well only on the wet. Working well, should run well, is the stable comment in race six, but Dad's Catch looks to take all the beating. Race seven on the program. The seventh race, the betting for race seven, yeah, I like a little bit of Perfect Trust, is from the Eric Sands Yard. Drops in trip, the price of Perfect Trust at the moment, 8.33-1, a win, and around 18-10. Miss Greenlight, who shows ability, is a joint favourite, but it's Perfect Trust for me, Miss Greenlight, and then a possible surprise package, 70-day rest, but I do respect Magnetic Dime in race number seven, that merit-rated 76 handicap. Closing event, race eight, at a quarter past five, Superior Leader. I thought this was a swirl in the PA. We may have to go very wide. 3.03-1. Dean Street, 3.03-1. I think Simanga Kamalu will suit on persistence for the Michael Stewart yard, number 9. That one is currently quoted 5.5, 6 to 1. Is going the 1,100 metres. We've seen in the past the horse sometimes runs out of puff. A little bit of a roughie for me that I did like in this race is Bluff on Bluff, who's at 16.67 to 1 and a placing 3.33 to 1. Only won the maiden 2 runs back last time out, finishing 5 lengths behind Sergei. But I just thought Bluff on Bluff with Louis Mkotwa could represent some value. We're going to put up a place accumulated, maybe a percentage. We may take a big perm and hope for the best in the Western Cape on Kenilworth. Kenilworth, of course, in the Western Cape on the Wednesday. Now, on the weekend, we've got a change of scenery in a way because we've got Kenilworth, thank goodness, on the Saturday and KZN racing on the Sunday and the Monday. We'll see you for the weekend. Have a good one, Sunshine. Enjoy your Cape racing. Hit them hard. Bye-bye.